We are back in the booth, everybody, for your source for fantasy hockey news. The Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast is back with the Wednesday edition, and it's time to take a look at every single position across the world of the NHL from the underrated fantasy stud perspective. It's a conversation you're going to want to tap into, everybody. And we got big-time bets ready to roll. Let's get right to it. Thank you for joining us.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back inside the lab, everybody. That is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're hyped to be back for a Wednesday episode, and thank you for making us your first listen every single day. We are also proud and excited for today's episode to be brought to you by FanDuel. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. You can visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Steele, this is a big time sponsorship. We're hyped to be on board with FanDuel. This is big time for you and I for the big time bet segment. We're going to be getting all of our lines, odds, props, and all of our breakdowns from FanDuel here on out. We're hyped for that. I'm also hyped to kick off this kind of, it's not really a countdown of countdowns so much as a breakdown of every single position from the under the radar, you know, guys who are really doing well this season and not getting enough love perspective. You know, you and I love these top breakdowns. We're going to start today at the left wing position and break that all down. We're going to get to big time bets. But we got to tee up the rest of the week. We're going to be doing the center position. We're doing D-men. We're doing goalies. And tomorrow, a big time guest that I know you want to talk about.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Of course, the right wing position.
Yeah, tomorrow we're doing the right wing position, top five underrated right wings. We also have a special guest, Blake Creamer, host of the NHL Fantasy Today podcast. I've been on his platform a couple of times. Love talking to him. He knows what he's talking about. Also a regular on the Apples and Genos podcast. They do great things over there too. So very excited for Blake Creamer to be on the podcast with us tomorrow, talking about some top five underrated right wingers. As well, just again, another guy that's a part of our fantasy listener fantasy hockey league this season as well. Our first annual time doing that. So excited to see what he has to say about the fantasy league and some underrated right wingers for tomorrow's episode.
Stay tuned for that. And stay tuned for the rest of this countdown. Because honestly, Steele, sometimes being able to peg some of these under the radar guys, and you know, they're still out there in some formats. Let me just explain by kicking it off with my first left winger. And I know you're going to like it because at 6'2" and only 21 years of age, 12th overall draft pick by the Minnesota Wild, Matt Boldy definitely is on the come up in the left wing position in the NHL. 14 goals, 18 assists this season for 32 points. And is he underrated? Is he under the radar? Maybe in not dedicated circles because he is such a good talent. But in the general circle, Steele, and that's what we're looking at today, just that overall love. Matt Boldy needs a lot more, Steele. This is a player for me that just has that ability to make it happen at the NHL level. And I'm not spitting out my words as I'd like to, but when I've seen him over the last two games against Carolina, good team, against Florida, decent team, 3 points in his last two games, Matt Boldy to me is right on the cusp of being a scorer that you need on your team. Not that you just want. You need on your team if you want to be elite. Matt Boldy, good U.S. boy. Hit me with your take on this. For me, not getting enough love, underrated, under the radar, Mr. Matt Boldy.
I absolutely love it because he's not even on the top five for me because I was looking at a couple other guys. So I love the fact that you're highlighting Matt Boldy and this younger generation of talent, guys that are getting a crack at the NHL and taking the most out of the opportunity. That's who I'm starting with. At the number five position here, Dylan Cousins of the Buffalo Sabres. Now, I know he is more of a centerman, but he is also listed at left winger, and I couldn't just wait to talk about centerman to talk about him then. Dylan Cousins has been an outrageous steal, if I could say that, so far on the waiver wire targets. A guy who was probably undrafted in 95% of fantasy leagues this season. A guy you pick up off the waiver wire earlier on back in September, October, November. And looking just again right now, he's rostered now at 65% on ESPN, 58% on Yahoo, which is incredible from a guy that wasn't drafted at all. 16 goals, 42 points in 46 games currently this season with the Buffalo Sabres. He's been in the league now. This is his third season with the Sabres. His previous high was last year, 38 points in 79 games. And he's blown that out of the park right now. He's wonderful things. He hits. He's not afraid to drop the gloves and get a spark going for his team. But it's really the offense capabilities that I've seen from Dylan Cousins that makes him a very underrated steal at that center left wing position. And again, he's great on special teams. He's got 17 power play points on the season.
There you go.
He has been wonderful.
There you go. Steal. I'm just hyped up that you're talking. You know, I love Dylan Cousins. I think he was fifth on my top 23 players, 23 or under. And I know at that time he was really under the radar. So good UConn boy as well. He's from up north in Canada. He can get gritty. I like that you mentioned him because honestly, Steele, that dual eligibility, you might be selling out a little bit. He could be more of a true centerman, but for now, he's still getting that left wing love. And these lists are just to make sure that we're paying attention to the right players. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And very quickly, before we get to break, we're going to get to bets. And we have a lot of good players on this list, Steele. And say what you will about the Vancouver Canucks season. It's a mess. It's definitely, we've covered that. We're not going to go there. We're not revisiting Josh Norris anymore this week, people. The Vancouver Canucks and the Senators are covered for the week. But Andre Kuzmenko coming over from the KHL, offensively, not even any other, not any peripherals, not anything other than 19 goals and 22 assists on a Vancouver Canucks team that's been a mess this year, Steele. He is not getting nearly enough love. He has the eight. Wait, hold on. You know me with the numbers. Let me just check this. He is sitting in the top 20 in left wing scoring at 17th with 41 points in the mix with some really good names called Marchand, Stutzla, Gensel, Goudreau, Bratt. He's right there in that mix. To me, when you mention those names and then you mention Kuzmenko, he is flying under the radar and definitely underrated this season. And maybe because of how hot garbage the Vancouver Canucks have been overall.
Very underrated, probably right there along with Elias Pettersson of the highlight, the savior of the Vancouver Canucks now, even though the atrocity. But look, I'm going to go back to a guy who I've talked about, and I absolutely love to have on my fantasy team for many, many reasons, not just his offensive capabilities, and that's Philip Forsberg of the Nashville Predators. I know it's been a down season for the Predators and for a lot of their top guys offensively and on the blue line, but just looking at where he's typically drafted from round 4 to round 8, and that's I think that's a really good end for him, as well as I've seen him go lower than that, and he's a steal if you can get him lower than round 8. Again, we can all agree that it's been a little bit of a down season. For 39 points in 46 games is not bad whatsoever.
No,
it's not up to his standards. I can agree with that, but 39 points in 46 games is not bad. And you know, just for example of how difficult it has been for him this season, he only has 1 point in his last 5 games, but he also just produces so much with those peripheral stats. In those 5 games, he has 20 shots and 15 hits. So even if he's not scoring offensively, he's still producing some sort of different element, whether it's a categorical or point leagues, whatever. He's still producing for you no matter what. 150 shots on the season, 80 hits, 20 blocks as well. Those peripheral stats for this guy who's very physical for, you know, a goal scorer, that just adds more value to him. And especially getting him in those like mid to late round drafts is very crucial in a guy like Philip Forsberg.
I don't know what it is, but players on the Nashville Predators in general just kind of fill into that role nicely as under the radar, just because of the market they're in. Smaller market, don't get a ton of, you know, East Coast media love. That just fits, you know, the shoe fits with almost any player you maybe want to highlight on that team, not named Roman Josi or UC Saros Steel. And that goes a long way to be saying there are a lot of really good under-the-radar names that could fit in to any position. But that's why we're going to do this position by position, because you could also be capitalizing on them while they're a little quiet because the quality is still there. I got 3 more guys. I know you're going to like another 3 that I have. I know you're going to like my bets for tonight as well. You and I are doing pretty good over the last 2 weeks. I don't want to jinx it. But where you're going to be going to place those bets is with our friends at FanDuel. Today's episode is brought to you by FanDuel, and we are more than excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that makes betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Everything that Steele and I like to get down with on the regular on the NHL board, you can find it at FanDuel Plus. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Steele and I like to wager on those as well. Player props, shots on net, and otherwise from the NHL boards. And not to mention, the app on FanDuel is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 free in bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platforms, including YouTube. So go make sure you hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, share this content with all of your friends and family out there. We appreciate all the love and support, and thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Flip, who's the next guy on your list? Who's number three left wingers that are underrated?
I think the injuries what have impacted this man's career has done a lot to maybe set him down this underrated list a little bit, Steele. Okay. And his name is Jeff Skinner. This is a Calder Trophy winner. This man is in his 13th season in the NHL, and he's only 30 years old. He's been getting it done at the NHL level since he was 18, and he stepped in the league and played 82 games and scored 63 points to win the Calder Trophy back in 2011, Steele. Those right there are underrated numbers and things to be said about Jeff Skinner, who, when you look at his numbers, Steele, 63 points, 1, 2, 3, 4 times in his career.
Yeah.
He's a 40-goal scorer. He scored 30 goals in the NHL now, 3-plus times, and having another great season for a Buffalo Sabres team that scores goals with the best of them. In 43 games this year, he has 46 points. He's a plus 12. He chips in with a little bit of penalty minutes. Not much on the peripheral, Steele. I'm looking at this more from a pure fantasy value right in the regular league format. This man gets it done with the points. He gets it done on the power play. And he is definitely an underrated name when you look at his overall stats. And, like, did you even anyone even remember he's a Calder winner? Anyone even remember he's now been getting it done in the NHL for 13 seasons? Throw some respect on my man Jeff Skinner's name. Another quality season off of, Steele, 33 goals last year as well. Let's pay a little attention here.
Look, the guy has had some terrible injuries, concussions more so than anybody in the league. And that's affected, like you said, hindered his career. But it's good to see him back in form and getting that success that we knew he had with the Carolina Hurricanes. And now he's found some success with the top six with the Buffalo Sabres. Uh-huh. I'm also looking at a guy that has struggled with a few injuries, more so recently this year as well as last year. But Nikolaj Ehlers of the Winnipeg Jets has been, to me, phenomenal since he's healthy and back in with the roster. Personally, I've drafted this player twice in two different fantasy leagues this year. I got him both in the 10th round, which is an absolute steal, a guy who went under the radar, who wasn't injured at the beginning of the season, just happened as a very fluky injury. But look what he's done so far. A small sample size, but four goals, 17 points in 12 games. 6 points on the power play as well, 39 shots, 15 hits. He had sports hernia surgery, and he's not afraid to throw his body around anymore. He feels great. He's back in the lineup. He's shooting the puck great as well. And he's a consistent 55, 65-point player every single season when he's healthy. You know, he hasn't got past or even gotten to the 70-point threshold yet in his career, but if he can play more than 70 games a season – now, you know, he's in it. He's entering his prime. He's 26 years old. This guy goes underrated and left falling down the draft board, it seems like, every single year. The fact that I got him twice in two different leagues in the 10th round is absurd to me. Absolute steal. And for me, you know, again, he's in his prime right now. There's no question that he's going to get to 70 points next season if he can stay healthy.
I like it. The caveat there is obviously the health. I like that you're talking about the Winnipeg Jets because there's another left winger on this team that is, in my opinion, not only the most underrated left winger, he might be the most underrated forward in the game. And that's a bold take, and I'll explain why in a minute. But my second player on my list, my, you know, the number two guy on my list, I think you're going to like as well. And it's Kevin Fiala. This guy has been getting it done over the last couple of years. And I understand before, I know I'm going to hear the hate. Where was he before the last couple of seasons? You know, his track record in over his NHL career. He was solid steel, topping out at 54 points, 48 points. But last year was his coming out career for the Minnesota Wild. And I know you had your eyes all over that. 33 goals, 52 assists. This season, still solid. 16 goals, 33 assists for 49 points. And right now he's getting really fluctuated up and down that LA Kings lineup. And obviously that's hindering his output a little bit from where I would like to see it steal. But he's still 2 points, 3 points in his last four games. This is a very sneaky player that can get it done at both ends of the ice.
Yeah.
Kevin Fiala, to me, is the definition of underrated, under-the-radar left wingers who can really bring it fantasy-wise steal. Yeah, the peripherals might not be where you want him. Lots of shots, chips in with Pims. He's getting those peripheral assists as well. Lots to like about Kevin Fiala. But I don't even know. You and I haven't even had one single player the same on this list.
No, not yet.
Who's sitting right at the top for you? Do you have two left? Where are we at here?
I have two players left, and I'll make my second guy pretty quick. But I can't go on this episode talking about underrated left wingers without showing some love to the Toronto Maple Leafs. William Nylander. You know, more recently he's been shown love globally or, you know, with the sports and analysts out there. But he, you know, when you're in the shadow of Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner, you get sort of overlooked a little bit for good reason because of how talented those guys are. But the fact that he comes out every game now and he produces offensively, 26 goals, 56 points in 48 games. He's above Austin Matthews in points this season so far, right there with Mitch Marner. He's the best of the best left wingers in the league right now. And the fact, again, looking at what I've seen this year, he's been drafted fourth and fifth, maybe even sixth rounds as late as that. He could easily go as high as the top, you know, first few picks in the third round with what he's having doing a great right now. And he's having a great season. I know I've been hard on William Nylander in the past to try to be more physical and, you know, go do some of the dirty work in the corner. I've seen it get a little bit better. I know that's not part of his game. But now he's producing a lot more offensively. He looks better and confident with the puck and taking it hard to the net than I've ever seen him before in his career. William Nylander, for me, is a very underrated left winger that should be going higher in fantasy drafts.
Definitely going higher. It's interesting, too, how you and I are looking at these positional breakdowns because a lot of formats do have Willie playing up the middle still designated as a center. So that's a little bit of the subjectivity to these lists. But the main point is players that you can still maybe target, not William Nylander, but some of these other guys are maybe more underrated, under the radar, not getting that love. William Nylander is having a career season, and I would say steal because of how much profile he gets on the Toronto Maple Leafs. I might say he is properly rated and maybe not as under the radar as other guys, but that's just because of how good he's been this season. Yeah. So I appreciate you highlighting him. Who's your last guy? Because if you don't mind, I might go off at the hip a little bit about my top guy.
All right, this is my top guy, and I think he is the most underrated player left winger-wise in the NHL right now in the way he's producing. I don't think we have the same. Is he from the Edmonton Oilers? Is he from the Edmonton Oilers?
No, he's not. He's from is from a Canadian team, though.
All right, so I'm looking at Zach Hyman, Edmonton Oilers left winger, is the most underrated left winger in the NHL right now. A guy that you can that I've seen range drafted in the sixth round all the way to the 14th round, where I selected him this season in a fantasy league. 56 points in 47 games this season with the Oilers. Debatable, probably not. Probably the third best Edmonton Oiler forward or player right now, right behind Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. I put him ahead of, even when Evander Kane's healthy, he's ahead of Evander Kane. He's ahead of Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, ahead of Darnell Nurse. Any other player, he's the third best Edmonton Oiler player. Career best was 54 points in 76 games last year. He's already beat his career high in what, 30 less games? It's incredible what he's doing at the age of 30 years old. I love this player, the way he, his work ethic, 110% every single time. He does the dirty work. He goes hard to the net.
So true.
He loves doing it. He is the most underrated player for me.
It's spot on, brother. And as a Toronto Maple Leafs stout supporter, it hurts to see him go and flourish for the Edmonton Oilers, knowing that he was ready to do that for the Toronto Maple Leafs and already doing it. And he got to go do his thing in Edmonton. And good for him. He got his contract. He got his money. And now he's starting to get it done. Very fitting, underrated. I like that we don't have the same guys, because sometimes I'm like, maybe that means we're way off the mark. I think we're actually covering every single good left winger under the radar fantasy stud. We're going to get to the right wingers tomorrow with Blake Creamer, special guest. We're going to get to big time bets at the end of the episode. And make sure you smash that subscribe button and check us out all over the next bunch of days while we cover the top underrated fantasy studs at every single position. Steele, I'm going to talk about my guy right after the break, because we need to pay these bills and I'm hyped for big time bets tonight. Let's get right to it.
Super hyped for big time bets. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Don't forget, we are free and available on your favorite podcast platform, including YouTube. So hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode. We're going to get to big time bets, but Flip has his top underrated left winger left. Let us know that real quick.
I'm going to do it very quickly. I don't say it a lot. The 2.5 to 3 years that I spent working at the Score covering the NHL, I was lucky enough to work with some good guys, and we had a couple of them on the show. Shout out to Josh Wegman and other guests, Amato, Michael Amato of GoaliePost.com. John Mattish had a very good article up on the Score a couple of days ago about Kyle Connor. And the title of the article was "The NHL's Perennially Overlooked Star." And I got to give my hat off to my former co-writer in John Mattish. When he highlights a player like Kyle Connor, to me, Steele, he's sitting in the top 10 in scoring. He's the second highest scoring left winger this season so far. He's not getting nearly enough credit for being a very big piece of what's going on in Winnipeg. And let me hit you with a couple of these stats very quickly. Again, stick tap to my boy John Mattish. Connor has scored the 6th most goals since the 2018 season, and that was his first in the NHL. Connor's 197 goals in that span are only 18 behind Pasternak and 17 behind MacKinnon for the most scored in that span. That's ahead of Steven Stamkos and others. Kyle Connor deserves a lot more credit than he gets, Steele. And this season, he is having a career year already. 24 goals, 33 assists. This guy is special. Is he going to crack those 47 goals? I don't know. I think 93 points might be in the realm if Winnipeg keeps scoring. I shouldn't say career year, but he is just on fire. I really love Kyle Connor. That's my quick breakdown. Again, shout out to my boy John Mattish at the Score for those stats.
Highlighting a couple of left wingers from the Winnipeg Jets. They're doing great things over there. We're Toronto Maple Leaf fans, but the fact that another Canadian team is, you know, making some headway in a top Canadian team for a Stanley Cup this season, we love it out here as well. So, you know, Kyle Connor, Nikolai Ehlers doing some great things on the left wing position for them. Let's get to big time bets, though, the money is made. Let's pay these bills, Flip. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just start off with the Islanders on the money line, plus 115 against the Ottawa Senators. They have had a very bad stretch. There's nothing to say about it. I think they've lost like their last 9 out of 10 games or something like that. They've only won, they're 1-9 in the last 10 along those lines. They've overplayed Ilya Sorokin in my opinion. I think Semyon Varlamov has to get some more looks in the crease, but I'm going to lean over to the Islanders in this position. I think losing Josh Norris for the remainder of the season is a little too much. Anton Forsberg and Cam Talbot have not been the best the last two and a half weeks. And I just, you know, even though the Islanders have struggled, they're bound for a win. And why not start with the Ottawa Senators? Hey, and you're getting some decent odds right now. So I'll start with the Islanders money line plus 114.
I like that this is more of a gut pick for you, and I don't hate it. Looking at the Islanders in their last 10, 1-6-3, both of these teams, Steele, and thank you for making – I like it. You know I love me a good segue into what I want to talk about for my first pick. You mentioned the struggles, though, of this Ottawa Senators team. Both of these teams struggle to score goals at times, Steele, and right now, to me, that means – I'm taking the under in this game, under 6.5. And, you know, we had the guys on from Locked On Sens yesterday to break this down very thoroughly. When I look at the last couple of games head-to-head too, and most recently, they played earlier this season, the New York Islanders and the Ottawa Senators, and it went under the number. Mind you, just to back you up, New York Islanders 9-1 in their last 10 against the Ottawa Senators. You're going to like that. Give me the under in this one, Steele. 6 of the last 9 Islander games have gone under the number. This feels like a tough, grinded out, gritty game. Under 6.5, that's my first pick of the night.
I like it. I like it as well. Maybe I'll add that into a little parlay. Oilers on the puck line against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I did the Flames on the puck line against the Blue Jackets the other day.
Yep.
Didn't pan out for me. Maybe the storyline of Johnny Gaudreau making his way back to the Dome and, you know, maybe that was a bad choice in my opinion, but the Oilers are going to dominate the Blue Jackets. I don't care who it is, McDavid, Hyman, Draisaitl, Darnell Nurse. It doesn't matter. They're going to dominate the Blue Jackets. Oilers on the puck line. And for my lock of the night, I'm taking the Maple Leafs and the Rangers over 6 goals in this competition. A big win for the Maple Leafs, 5-2 over the New York Islanders. I think we're going to see a high-scoring game. You know, I can see I don't know who's going to win. You know, every time it seems like I bet on the Rangers, they lose. And then every time it seems like I bet on the Leafs, they lose. So I'm going to stay away from the money line and puck line, but I expect a ton of goals in this one. That is my lock of the night at minus 100.
You're really going to like my lock of the night, Steele. I'll get to it very quickly in a second because you already explained it very nicely with these Edmonton Oilers on the puck line. Hint, hint, tease, tease. Rangers at the Toronto Maple Leafs though caught my eye as well, Steele. Yeah. And I think you gave me a little bit of love for telling you there's something about the St. Louis Blues and the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Blues give the Toronto Maple Leafs fits. There's one other team on my list that always give Toronto fits over the last decade. And it's the New York Rangers. And when you look into the numbers, the New York Rangers are 5-1 in their last 6 games against Toronto. They do well on the road against Toronto. They score goals on the road as well. And they're also a good road team, 8-3 in their last 11. Give me the Rangers on the money line, plus 138. I know the Leafs look good against the Islanders in a nice comeback. And I'm with you on your total take there. Rangers plus the money is very worth it. They play great in January. They play great against the Leafs. There's all these kind of underlying things that are going the Rangers' way. It was almost my lock of the night plus money. My lock of the night is right with you, pal. Edmonton Oilers on the puck line is my lock of the night. And let me dive into it very quickly. Aside from Columbus being hot garbage, we know this. Edmonton, over their last 3 games, 5-2 against Seattle, 5-3 against Tampa, and 4-2 against Vancouver. They're beating teams by 2 or more. I love that. They did lose their last game against Columbus. I'll say that. I'm not worried. The Edmonton Oilers are turning it around. As much as you and I like to say the Nashville Predators are a second-half team, I think I also called it and said the Edmonton Oilers come on pretty strong in the second half. And they're doing just that, Steele. That's my lock of the night. Edmonton, puck line, -1.5. They smash Columbus tonight.
And Jack Campbell's been a lot better for them in the creases.
So well. Much so.
That gives them a little bit more confidence to, you know, kind of push up offensively. Uh-huh. You know what? With the Maple Leafs and Rangers game, though, if Matt Murray's in the net, I'll take the Rangers on the money line. But Ilya Samsonov's record at home has, you know, you can't deny that whatsoever. So if Samsonov is in the crease for that game, I'm going to stay away
from the money line. Am I hearing a side bet?
I'm not, no side bet. No side bet. It all depends on who's starting in the blue paint for the Toronto Maple Leafs. If it's Matt Murray, I'll take the Rangers. If it's Samsonov, I'm staying away from it.
I'm going to take Shostakhin over either of those men.
I don't know. I would too, but Samsonov's record at home has been great. Thank you so much for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every single day. Once again, we are available Monday through Friday, 7:00 in the morning Eastern Time. You don't want to miss out. Go subscribe on YouTube. Hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform. And thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again tomorrow.
Peace.